Gemara. We're doing Ein Yaakov, and we're up to a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara had opened the discussion, does anyone die without transgression? Do we say everyone's death is a product of what they did wrong? And the next question the Gemara addresses is, does anyone suffer if they didn't sin? And the Gemara first brought the opinion of Rav Ami, one of the rabbis in Israel, Rav Ami, the earlier generations of Amoraim in the land of Israel, and he said, "Ein mita belo chet." No one dies without transgressing. Ve'en yisurin belo avon, and no one suffers unless there's been willful transgression, there's been avon. And the Gemara quoted verses that he quotes in support of that, and then the Gemara questioned that. The Gemara said the quote number one was, the angels asked Hashem, why did you tax death on Adam? And Hashem said, I gave him a small mitzvah and he couldn't live up to it. So the angels said, what about Moshe and Aaron? They kept the whole Torah, they died. And Hashem answered them, he said, I created a world where there's death and that's why everyone ends up dying. So that line certainly sounds like Moshe and Aaron didn't deserve to die. Hashem says, I created death, everyone's going to die. So Moshe and Aaron also die. So how could Rav Ami say people only die because of transgression? Answered the Gemara, that's the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who says they died for their transgression by hitting the rock. Okay, so it's not obvious that that's why they died. The Torah says that's why they won't enter the land of Israel. The Torah does not say that's why they would pass away. Meaning maybe they should stay alive in Chutz Laretz. Who said they have to die because of that? So Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that's why they passed away. Meitive. Now we're up to the next question the Gemara asks. So again, the opinion that was expressed is Rav Ami, that a person doesn't die unless he did a transgression. A person doesn't suffer unless he willfully transgressed. And the Gemara is going to challenge that time and again. Next question. Arba'a metu be'et yoshen lachash. There were four people who died because of what the serpent misguided Eve. Veiluhen, the four are, as we learned last week, Benjamin, the son of Yaakov, Amram, the father of Moshe, Jesse, Yishai, the father of David, and Kilav, the son of David. Vekulu Gmara, all of them are on tradition. We don't have a verse that supports any of that. It's just a tradition we have. Lebal mi Yishai avi David demfarsh beikra. The only one that has a verse supporting that is Yishai, that the Pasuk says, V'etamasa sam Avshalom tachti Yoav la'tzava, v'amasa ben ishu shmo yitra esreli, ashobal avigal bat nachash ahotzuya miyoav. It describes how Tzruya is the daughter of Nachash. Now Tzruya is the mother of Yoav. Yoav was King David's chief general. And Tzruya, his mother, happens to be King David's sister. So Yoav is the nephew of David. Yoav ben Tziruya, the son of Tziruya. Tziruya is a woman. She is the sister of David. And Tziruya, David's sister, is called the daughter of the snake. So why is she called the daughter of the snake? Our sages say, V'chibat nachashavai. How is she the daughter of the snake? Her father was Yishai. If she's David's sister, then we know who her father is. V'alo bat Yishayu dichti, v'achyotem Tziruya v'avigayil. Ela bat mi shemet bet yoshen nachash. So our tradition is that the verse is indicating that she's called the daughter of the snake to indicate that she's the daughter of a man who only died because of the sin with the snake. That's why she's called the daughter of the snake. There's a medrash that says that Yishai lived till the age of 400, as did Boaz. So this verse is supportive of that. So here you see, the Braisa says four people who did not deserve to die. They just died because that's what happened with the snake. The world became a world where people died. El alav, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he v'shma mina ish mita belochet, v'yesh isurin belo avon, v'tyuvta deravami tyuvta. The Gemara says, you're right, you've proven it, and people do die even though they didn't do a transgression, and people do suffer even though they didn't do a willful transgression, and we have disproven Rav Ami. That seems to be the Gemara's bottom line. Gemara says, bottom line, that does happen. There's much more to be discussed, but we're out of time, so maybe next week we'll revisit this.